Chapter 3. A Fatal Decision. The happy prince was blind. The swallow sat on his shoulder and told him many stories. He told him about so many magical places. He described the Nile River, the Sphinx, and the dry deserts of Africa. He told him about the merchants and about many animals like camels and elephants. The happy prince greatly enjoyed his stories.
"Everything you have told me is very interesting. But people's suffering is the most interesting thing of all. I want to know everything that is happening in this city. Please fly over the city and tell me what you see."
The swallow did as the prince asked. He flew through the sky. Below him, he saw wealthy people living comfortably in their homes. He saw people starving in damp alleys. Under one bridge, he saw two boys cuddled together. They were trying to stay warm. The watchman came and yelled at them.
"Get out of here!"
They walked out into the freezing rain. The swallow told the happy prince everything. The happy prince became even sadder.
"Please take my gold. Please give it to the cold and hungry people," he said.
The swallow gave every piece of gold from the statue to the poor. Soon the hungry children had food. They also had big smiles upon their faces. This made the happy prince happy again. Life for the swallow was becoming more difficult. Heavy snow fell on the city, but he still did not leave the prince. He found crumbs of bread outside a bakery. He flapped his wings to warm his body. In time, the little swallow thought,
"I am going to die here."
He flew to the prince's shoulder and asked,
"May I kiss your hand before I go?"
"Yes, it is time for you to leave this place. You need to find your friends in Egypt. You have stayed too long in this city. But I want you to kiss my lips and not my hand, because I love you,"
the happy prince said. The swallow replied,
"Dear prince, I am going to the house of death, not Egypt. Death is the brother of sleep, isn't it?"
The little bird kissed the prince's lips. He then fell dead at his feet. At the same time the swallow died, there was a loud crack. It was the heart of the prince. It had broken in two. The mayor of the city was inspecting the city square the next morning. All of the city councilors were there too. They looked up at the statue and were shocked.
"Look at the happy prince! He looks absolutely awful!"
the mayor exclaimed. The councilors all quickly said together,
"Yes, he looks absolutely awful."
The councilors always agreed with the mayor.
"The ruby from his sword is gone. The sapphires from his eyes are gone. All of his gold is gone,"
said the mayor.
"He looks like a beggar. And look at this, a dead bird. Birds must not be allowed to die here. We must do something about that,"
he said. Soon after, the statue of the happy prince was removed from the square. The art professor from the local university said,
"He has lost his use because he has lost his beauty."
The statue was taken away to be melted. It was being melted at the foundry. The workers discovered a very strange thing.
"This is so unusual,"
one of the workers exclaimed.
"The lead of the statue's heart was cracked, but it will not melt. Let's just throw it away.
The workers threw the happy prince's broken lead heart into the garbage. It lay next to the poor dead swallow. Far above in heaven, God commanded one of his angels.
Bring me the two most valuable things from the city.
The angel went to the city. He found the broken heart and the little swallow. God was very pleased with the angel.
You truly have chosen the most valuable things in the city. This little bird will sing forever in paradise. The happy prince will live forever in my city of gold.